Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare this on the very first day we've had a real snowstorm, and it's just snowing beautifully outside as we prepare the podcast right now. It's about 9:45 on Tuesday morning here in the Eastern Time Zone. Our goal today and every day is to encourage you. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is simply titled, Love. The scripture text is a short passage from Ephesians 5, verse 25.
Husbands, love your wives.
We typically have a mouse problem in our home each winter, and as much as I try to seal every entry point, the baby mice still manage to get in. Well, they're not welcome as pets, but are seen as pests by Brooksine. So I dutifully bait the mousetraps, and we've already caught two this week. I discovered the first one, and as is my irresistible custom, I teased Brooksine and Astaire by dangling it in front of them, which always results in loud shrieks followed by the expected tongue-lashing from Brooksine. Don't do that again. I was out yesterday afternoon, and when I came home, Brooksine tried to get back at me. I sat down at the computer where she had replaced my computer mouse with the furry kind. I noticed it immediately, but I left it there and acted as though I didn't see the dead creature. I'm still amazed that she would even touch the mouse trap.
Well, we still marvel at marital love and hope we always will. Of course, the institution of marriage is under severe attack in our time. How vital to again ponder upon a simple command of Scripture. Husbands, love your wives. The underlying Greek word for love is that wonderful word, agape. And it's in the present active, calling for continual, habitual action.
This week, when the emphasis is on celebrating romantic love, let us again remember God's call to love one another. Gary Chapman shares these five essential characteristics of a healthy marriage in his book, The Five Love Languages. Let's seek to apply them. First of all, affirming words.
Secondly, quality time.
Thirdly, thoughtful gifts.
Fourth, cooperative service.
And finally, physical intimacy. Now, with 30 years of marital experience, Brooksine and I also add one today. Tease each other and have fun in your marriage. That's a real blessing.
Let's pray together. Father, you teach us that we are to love one another unreservedly. The love you give us for others goes beyond our own natural inclinations. It is a love that motivates us to give without expecting anything in return. More often than not, we fall short of extending this kind of love to our spouse and other loved ones. Only with your continued help can we set aside our own expectations and learn to love the way you intend, by always protecting, always trusting, always hoping, and always persevering with those you've brought into our lives. Amen.
Amen. Well, if you were to go to the site today, we are on the internet at www.dailyencouragement.net. I have a photo of the computer mouse on the site today. I wanted to put another one up, but Brooksine said one's enough already. Ladies aren't going to like the first one. And it's one that I took this morning of the same mouse dangling over my printer. Well, I've disposed of the mouse right now. Actually, it's near my entranceway, ready the next time I take some coal out to the outside or get some coal when I need to go out. Well, it is a great time to consider love today. We do have a number of other features on the website today. I have a link if you're interested in that book by Gary Chapman I mentioned, The Five Languages of Love, if you'd like to read about the book or perhaps purchase it. Also have a song that came to mind today. Many wonderful romantic love songs have been written from a Christian perspective, but one we've enjoyed the last couple of years is a song by New Song with Natalie Grant, and it's titled When God Made You. And I don't necessarily vouch for all the theology of the song. It's rather syrupy and sentimental, but it really does have a beautiful, beautiful message of marital love. And we actually had it in a wedding that I conducted a couple years ago, and it really fit well. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged. And once again, we're just enjoying, as I complete the podcast, a beautiful, beautiful snow. Thus far, only an inch or so on the ground, but they're calling for 6 to 8, so it's the first real storm of the season. Blessings to each listener today.